This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No time like the present at 7 past the hour for us to go downtown, as it were, and get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the world today, talk about things that matter, trying to bring the featured players into focus. That's our job here on the DJV program. One of our featured players is out today, Jennifer Horn, back on the morrow. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner, the Duggar, focusing on a conversation that I had. Most of us, anyway, were aware, if not celebrating. I'm not even sure celebrating is the right word. In terms of Passover, very serious. I think it's the highest of all the Jewish holidays. Ramadan, very serious time for Muslims. Certainly a serious time leading up to Easter. And then the discussion, I had a couple of neighbors invited me over last night, and so I went over. It was actually late in the afternoon. And one of the conversations we got into at one family, the son home from his Air Force job as a Huey. He's a Huey flyer, a pilot. Huey's a big helicopter. And we were talking about, you know, what happens in war and the things the Army now is using. Some lessons. If you know the story about Fort Irwin, California, and I was thinking about saving this for Jennifer, but I thought I'd just make some reference to it because it's becoming dramatic. The Army is teaching soldiers lessons that are being used, from the Russians in the invasion of Ukraine. What we have observers over there, whether you realize, we don't have soldiers with uniforms on over there, but we do have observers that are there. And they're all different sizes and shapes, if you will, but if you don't think we're involved in the war, we aren't physically. We're sending stuff over, and we have advisors that teach the Ukrainians how to use the armaments of war. We're not admitting to that, but you got to know that it's true. The Russians know there are Americans there. The Chinese know there are Americans there. And so what they're bringing back to the National Training Center, which is in Fort Irwin, California, is a new way or an adaptive way, if you will, of trying to make sure we know what we're going to do if, in fact, we ever are involved. This is most of the time, those of you who have been in the service, most of you know that it's not about war. It's about preparing for war. Most of your time, many of you never saw any active service, but you spent your 2 years or 3 years, whatever your enlistment time was, being in the service, preparing for war. That's what soldiers do. They don't necessarily engage, but they prepare. And so there's nothing, the only thing that's new about what's going on in Fort Irwin is they take the television footage and the websites that are focused on what the Russian soldiers are doing or aren't doing, and the information that they're gleaning is a way of learning how to work with those realities. I think it's quite fascinating, frankly, how all of this is. There are soldiers that are being trained here. There are soldiers that are being flown. Delta flies a daily flight. Most people don't know this. Delta flies a flight every day from America, mostly from Atlanta, to Rheinstein, right? I never can remember the name. I've been there, but I never can remember the name of the Air Force base in Germany. American does it as well. American pilots, Delta pilots. I was talking to this kid who was the Huey pilot yesterday. He's going. He already has a job offer working for one of the feeder airlines for Delta, and then Delta and American pretty much exclusively hire pilots that have been in the service because they're the best. and they don't have to train them a lot. They just have to teach them about the plane. They don't have to train them how to fly. You hear a lot about these flying schools and kids that sign up for them to learn how to fly planes. They rarely, if ever, get jobs as commercial pilots other than working for a crap airline like Spirit. But the real flyers get jobs working for United, Delta, and American. That's the way that it makes sense, doesn't it? When you get right down to it.
Yeah, I read a thing this weekend that one of the reasons JetBlue wants to acquire Spirit is because they have such a pilot shortage, and that if they acquire Spirit, then they'll be able to take those pilots, and they really want to do less with Spirit and add more to JetBlue, because JetBlue is sort of falling apart as a brand.
Right.
And so,
they just paint the planes over and make JetBlue planes out of them. That's all. They're going to keep the Spirit brand. The Spirit brand is associated with crap. There's nothing. It's very interesting you say that. I hadn't thought about that, Victoria, but I'm thinking to myself, what the hell do they want to buy Spirit for? Spirit is a horrible
reputation.
Yeah,
they want the personnel.
They want the people to fly that work in the airline to help them through the problems that they have. And they can cut back Spirit. That's pretty smart now that I'm thinking about it out loud. Spirit duplicates many of the routes that JetBlue run, north and south, especially from the northeast down into the south and the southeast. And, you know what? That's actually pretty smart. It is. That's very smart.
I don't know how close they are to sealing that deal, and they really need help immediately. Maybe it's a little too little too late at this point.
People are they're canceling flights right and left because of the horrible reality of what is going on at JetBlue. Let's go back to Easter and the weekend and the stuff. I was distracted a little by the conversation that I had with this youngster who had been a Huey pilot. But the thing about this past weekend, thinking especially if you're a Christian, about what it all really means. You get down to the nitty-gritty. You go to Sunday school, maybe you go to church, maybe you have conversations about it at home. And the main ingredient of the conversation I had, other than talking about this kid being a flyer, with one of my other neighbors, was what happens when we die. We lost somebody very close to us, this friend of mine and I. And so we started talking about it. And he's a very spiritual guy, and that's why one of the reasons I like him, because we have often really good conversations. And this was a question about, we ask him, it's through time we've all had that question. And the answer, obviously, is a mystery. Unless you believe, I was talking about this movie, Father Stu, that I saw last night with Mark Wahlberg. And one of the references, because he's a very, 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 very big-time Catholic. And so part of the message was what he saw is he had gotten a very bad accident, thought he was going to die. And, there's a reference to seeing Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. And that's what he experienced, or at least that's what the story says. A lot of people you hear have been close to death, and then they come back again, the near-death experiences people are talking about. And, it can't be explained because it's something you don't really know. There are countless studies I've seen of doctors and psychologists who have verified what happens when people claim that their life flashes before them. You've heard that expression before. Or maybe they've left their body and they traveled somewhere else. It's kind of like a dream, in a sense. If you have dreams, some people call them hallucinations or illusions or whatever it is, but it really is a dream. And or however you discuss it. So the kids were teasing me about Googling something. I was looking for sunflower seeds, and I just came across something. Google brought me to this. To the study, or to me thinking more about it, at the New York University Grossman School of Medicine, they are talking there and studying what is actually happening. There's a group of scientists there, a couple of different medical disciplines. Neuroscience is the big one. Critical care also, psychiatry, social sciences, humanities. These professors have come up with a number of scientific conclusions after they review a lot of lucid episodes that people have reported where they were really in a heightened state of consciousness, maybe more conscious than we normally are, which is a new twist on this thing. I don't mean to get too heavy, but the findings here are fascinating as to how much in common we have as we dream, and we think it's hallucination, but it's not. One of the professors involved compared these hallucinations with taking a psychedelic drug. And there are five things that people say they experience when they are close to death or when they're crossing over and then they cross back again. A separation from their body, a vast sense of consciousness, they're traveling, if you will, into a different location, for lack of a better word of using it. They find a meaningful and purposeful review of their life happens to them. They have also, there are those who talk about past lives and how the past lives sort of blend into the present life. Their life flashing before their eyes, if you will. And then they use the term often, it feels like going home. Home is in quotation marks in this study. And then back to life immediately. They go, they're in one state. Isn't that how a dream works when you wake up from a dream in the morning? I've been dreaming vivid dreams lately. And then you just wake up and you feel like you've been there, right? Isn't that how it feels?
Oh, yeah. It sounds nice. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think it's fascinating, and it's so much.
This happened to my grandmother. I mean, I was only four when she passed away, but she had heart trouble, and she had a heart attack at one point, and my mom tells the story that my grandmother basically that she felt herself leaving her body, and she was on her way, and she saw you know the bright light and the whole thing, and that my grandmother loved to garden, and she was in this incredible garden, and she told my mom if I ever have another heart attack, they brought her back, and she said it was terrible, but she said if I ever have another one, let me go,
because
it was amazing.
Yeah, so that's something that you didn't know, maybe. I don't know. I just. It's something to think about. 40, where are we? No, 18 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sounds.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 half the hour now. It's time for us to review what's going on social media wise, the trending stories, a little gossip about Jennifer Garner, which is so appropriate because she is so wonderful. I wouldn't mind running away with her, actually. But that's not what's going to happen. So we'll find out what is happening right after this. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. All right, so let's, I forget which hour I'm in. Jennifer has a birthday coming up this week, and she was surprised beyond her wildest dreams, right, Jay?
Yeah. So she turned 50 on Sunday. She had a kind of an Easter birthday celebration, but over the weekend, she was out to eat, and she gets this video, and it's Donny Osmond singing to her, and Donny Osmond is her childhood crush. Mm-hmm. She revealed that, like, a couple years ago, Katie Couric shared something on Instagram, and Jennifer Garner chimed in. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's my childhood crush. I love him so much, blah, blah, blah. Well, this video is Donny Osmond serenading her for her birthday. And then behind her in real life walks up Donny Osmond, and he finishes the song. And she just, like, has her hands covering her face. She's so overwhelmed. It's really a cute video. She posted it. You can go see it on her Instagram, Jennifer Garner's Instagram. And she even has this moment where she's wearing a sweater with a white T-shirt underneath of it. She takes it off. She's like, I'm sweating. I'm so hot. I have to take this off now. And he sat with her for, like, 90 minutes, and they sang together. And it was just, what a birthday surprise. To have your childhood crush come up behind you and totally surprise you.
Yeah, I go back to an experience I had with her walking one day. There's a little village in Brentwood, a little shopping area. And I was in, there's a post office there, and they had a nice little candy shop. I can, every once in a while, I'd stop and indulge. So I was there one morning. And this is when I was spending the winters in California. Hopefully, I'm going to go back to doing that next year. And so in comes this black Mercedes SUV. And out one side comes Victor Garber, who I think most people know. He was the father in Alias, right? That was her first big TV show, was Alias, mm-hmm. and he played, wasn't her father, but it was kind of, he was the leader of the organization that she was working for. Anyway, she and he became very close, and they've stayed close ever since in terms of actual.
He's the godfather of her kids.
Yes.
They're very, very close.
Yeah. So he gets out of one side of the car, and these, I'm walking around in the parking lot, and there's like a dozen guys with cameras come running out from behind cars, and I'm looking at myself, what the heck's going on here? I mean, I recognized Victor, and I thought, ooh, they're chasing him around? Other side of the car opens the door, Jennifer Garner gets out with a couple of her children, and then the circus begins. So she was just going, she wanted to go in, they have a nice little boutique-y kind of fruit stand there, and she went in there and trying to buy some fruit, and these stupid photographers are chasing her all over the place. So Victor Garber came over. He was trying to sort of be like almost a bodyguard, and he walked by me, and I looked at him, and I said, is it always like this? To him. And he says, yeah, it's a circus. And I thought to myself, why would this poor woman and her family can't have any peace because these
can't
idiots...
can't go to the grocery store.
You can't go to the grocery store without being chased around by a dozen guys with cameras. You got to be... It's nuts. So he and I chatted for a few minutes while she was in the store, and then went back out, and he guided the kids back to the car, and that was the end of that. But I just thought, my God, what a horrible reality. Leave these people alone. Like, yeah. But Donny Osmond, I can see...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The open border policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
So we've always seen the criminal organizations that operate here use predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. But recently, about fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
Shanghai, China reported 3 COVID-19 deaths Monday, the first officially announced fatalities from a raging Omicron outbreak that locked the city of 26 million down. It should be noted all 3 were senior citizens. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For the first time in 3 years, Pope Francis delivered his message to a live audience in Vatican City Easter Sunday. An estimated 50,000 people came to hear his words for the Ukrainian people.
In questo buio che voi vivete, signor sindaco.
In this darkness that you live in, Mr. Mayor, members of Parliament, the darkness of war, of cruelty, tonight all of us pray. We pray for you and with you.
Della crudeltà. Tutti noi preghiamo. Preghiamo per voi e con voi questa notte.
We pray because there is so much suffering. We can only give you our company, our prayers, and say to you, courage, we accompany you.
Possiamo darvi la nostra compagnia, la nostra preghiera.
And also to tell you the greatest thing that is being celebrated today, Christ is risen.
E anche dirvi la cosa più grande che oggi si celebra. Christos Voskres.
The stock markets were choppy early Monday following the Easter holiday. Earnings season has now kicked into high gear with a ton of key financial names reporting. Netflix and Tesla will be the first of the big cap consumer tech titans to post first quarter results. Also, many U.S. airlines are ready to reveal the books. In all, about 13% of the Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 will report very soon. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paying close attention to what's going on in the world, that's us here on the DJV program. That's what you expect from us, right? Chasing around for the stories behind the stories. So let me see if I can do that with you. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. There are a lot of people discussing the disgusting reality of the murder raid and the shoot-em-ups and the mass killings and those horrible things. So not that I want to put a positive spin on it. You know, there's people say, the police are going too far, let's dismantle them, and that sort of nonsense. And then people who glorify the police, they're all fabulous, they're all wonderful. And neither of those stories is true. There's a truth somewhere in the middle there. And so I was trying to find a number, how can you do that, you know, around something as horrible as all these mass shootings, the most recent happening in Pittsburgh over this past weekend? And so then I look for some data. Jay's good at pushing me into, Jay, you've been very good, actually, at pushing me into finding stuff. I would normally say to Jennifer or Victoria before, Okay, ladies, what do you think? And then they'd go look stuff up. But you've kind of pushed me into doing it. I know you do it yourself, but you sort of pushed me into nosing in that direction myself. I've never been, I'm not a geek in the sense that I don't, I dig deeply into things like we were talking earlier in the hour about what happens after life. What, you know, what does death mean? And it gets pretty heavy. So people need a respite from that. But I just, this, the data in terms of murder rates. I mean, how can there be anything good that comes out of that? But actually there is. The data shows some bright spots. The rise in homicides in this year is lower than it was during the pandemic. Now, okay, was that the excuse? In a lot of the big cities, murders are down. I mean, I'm chuckling about it, but it seems kind of almost horrendous. It's horrific that we look at these things these way, but some statisticians on college campuses, this is all that they do. They spend their lives looking at numbers like this and crunching them and, you know, coming up with, okay, well, this is the bright side of this story. And so the year-to-date murder rates in Philadelphia have gone up, and then they've gone down a little bit. In Chicago, it's pretty flat. That's, you know, so is New York. Los Angeles is down just a little bit. But the thing about this that's worth a little bit of conversation is how little the change is and how people are looking, they're grasping at anything that'll give you a story that isn't horrible. And so I look at this and I think, okay, should I, is this our responsibility? We give it a good spin. Let's face it. The relationship that some people have between themselves and cities and the police is really awful. The quality of police officers is not good these days, the recruits anyway. And so, and it's partially to do with the social impact of social media, isn't it? Really and truly? Police being vilified. We were just talking about George Floyd a minute ago, and it was a couple of years ago that that happened. And what's happened since then? One thing was the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe it was appropriate. I think in many ways, I think it was appropriate to have things scrutinized a little bit better as to what some police were doing inappropriately or incorrectly or illegally or however, whatever adjective you want to use to describe it. But did it warrant this complete discreditation of the police everywhere or in too many places anyway? And the answer is no. But yet we've now come back around and people have pointed, look, the police are doing the job. The murder rate's going down. I don't know if you can say you can, you,
like
you can do
York,
that if you want to.
Yeah, and in New York, this debate has been reignited because, you know, the subway shooting of last week. And there are more, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, there are a lot of cops, and cops are everywhere in New York City, and they weren't able, their presence wasn't able to stop this guy from doing a mass shooting on a subway. So, I mean, a lot of people make the, you know, make, are making the argument, and I think it's a good thing that the discussion has become a national one. And actually, it was international. There were international protests in support of George Floyd. I mean, around the world, the support was incredible because a lot of people have the same issues at home in their country. So I think it's an important discussion
and a great
analysis.
Yeah, that's a great part of the discussion, Victoria. You think it's bad here. Go to places like Eastern Europe. In these other countries where the police have complete authority to do whatever they want, as it was when the Nazis were reigning or running all over Europe. The police can do no wrong. Police are the rule, the judge, you know, jury and executioner. That still happens a lot in some of these Eastern European countries, and frankly, in some of the sub-Asian, you know, the smaller Asian country, look at Singapore. What do you think happens there to keep the crime rate as low as it is?
You can't even chew gum on the streets of Singapore. I mean, it's a major crime. Yeah, it's wild. So,
Yeah.
Or you have places where the police officers are not actually part of the policing situation. They're bought out by cartels. I have a friend who his family lives in Mexico City, and he has to hire private private security whenever he goes home to visit his
family. Mexico's a horrible place.
The police are horrible right now.
So corrupt. I mean, the federal is they've always been corrupt, but this is even worse right now. And so, yeah, and it's about when I was growing up, our friends lived in South Africa. They lived in Johannesburg, and they also had to have private security with machine guns taking the kids to school because everyone was so corrupt and it was so dangerous. But yeah,
it's always degrees. Degrees. And that's one of the things we have to keep in mind. I think we ought to keep in mind whether we do or we don't. In America, it's always the degree seems like we have these people protesting the death of chickens. Okay, that's good because calling attention to it is positive, but yet who's attaching themselves to the basketball net at games because of what's going on in Ukraine? I haven't seen anybody do that. They do it for chickens, but they're not doing it for the people in Ukraine. It's kind of strange, isn't it? Seems to me it's kind of strange.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's
the actual owner of the Timberwolves. It's not like Putin owns any sports teams here.
How do you know?
Does he?
They don't know.
You never know. There's so much Russian money buried under so many layers of shell corporations.
Plenty of Russian money here. A lot of jobs, too.
A lot of real estate, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sure do. The job situation, the shortage of workers, and why there is such a shortage of workers. The supply chain disruptions that we're all feeling. Just now, the automobile business is sort of getting back, not to normal, but at least you can buy a new car. That was a problem for almost a year. But we think of the labor shortages here, and we see signs $15 an hour, $20 an hour. There was a bonus. Where the heck was I yesterday that I saw a bonus? And I said to the woman that I was waiting on, I don't remember who it was, where I was, did you get the bonus, the $1,500 bonus? And she said, yeah. Oh, I know. It was a grocery store. It was Wegmans. They're offering a $1,500 signing bonus to come to work for Wegmans. And she said she'd been there for 10 years and she didn't get it.
Yeah.
She said you should quit and come back again. anyway, so you look around at all these things and how our society is shifting when it becomes, you know, it's kind of a labor is like selling. It's not a buyer's market to buy a house. It is not an owner's time. It's not a good time for being an owner of a business because you got to pay. And that's been brought about by any number of things. I believe that it's part of the international Chinese government conspiracy to screw as much stuff up and dismantle old traditions and systems of doing things, whatever they can do to disrupt. That's what they are. They're disruptors. Remember how George Bush used to say he was the decider? Well, the Chinese people or the Chinese leadership dare to disrupt the disruptors. So you look around at COVID, and then you look around at the seismic impact the supply chain holes have had, the disruptions in our lives, the demographics of people that were older, and they just said, all right, you know what? Instead of working from home, I quit. I'm done. Finished. And I think you look around at some of these labor markets and some of the reports. It's going to be a tough time this year. A lot of people are not skilled because they're not getting a good education. And then these trade schools are doing a land office business. What's the expression? Not land office, but it's close to that. You know what I'm talking about. People who, even banks are having a hard time. My little bank here has three offices, and they employ about 100 people. And every time I go into the bank, there are new tellers. The old people have gone somewhere else. They went to work for the Bank of America. You know, the Bank of America is offering $16,000 signing bonus. come work for us. And there are a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, who've had jobs that have been pretty supportive of their families and stuff. But, you know, how do you walk away from a $16,000 bonus to come work for these people? So it's just the turmoil is amazing. It really is. You go into places you've done business with for a long time, you don't recognize the people who are there, do you? Think about it for a second. Where you go to get your nails done, or where you go to get your hair done, or where you go to buy your underwear, or wherever it is, whatever the, you know, there's whole new rafts of people.
I love recognizing people when I go to buy underwear.
Good for you. All right, anyway, food for thought. Financial Literacy Month, too. April is Financial Literacy Month. And in this employee-driven marketplace that I'm talking about, a lot of small businesses are turning to workplace benefits like insurance to give their company an edge. So if you're looking around for a job, ask them about insurance. Here's Andy Solomon to explain what your questions ought to be.
Business owners are experiencing a staffing shortage, according to a recent survey from the National Federation of Independent Businesses. But workplace benefits might help a company stand out, says Hector Martinez, head of life insurance at Equitable Financial.
27% of small business owners offered or enhanced insurance benefits in response to worker shortages caused by the pandemic. And some insurance benefits, like corporate-owned life insurance, can also benefit small business owners by allowing them to protect the financial vitality of their business from the loss of a key employee or partner.
Many small business owners don't know how to navigate and select from the multitude of insurance products and strategies, or how they can be leveraged to protect their business and employees.
This is where working with a financial professional can be beneficial in helping navigate insurance options.
To find your strategy, visit Equitable.com.
Life insurance products are issued by Equitable Financial Life Insurance Company, New York, New York, or by Equitable Financial Life Insurance Company of America, main administrative office in Jersey City, New Jersey, and are distributed by Equitable Distributors, LLC.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these books.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, the new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered.
See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartprop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, it's time for a visit from Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, who calms the anguish down of millions of people every weekend who have questions about, especially springtime. Everybody's got a job to do, right? We all have. One of the things that I'm interested in is finding a good window cleaner. Because the windows haven't been cleaned for a while and they're getting kind of juicy. It's time for a window. I don't know that I've ever really, you know, the really good ones would take all the screens that on the interior side, right? Do they go outside, inside? They have to clean them on both sides, right?
All the screens out and, you know, that's kind of a good, like, sort of driveway project where you lay them out and very gently wash them with a soft brush because you can't use pressure washer on them or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little, you know, basic household detergent does the trick there.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right, so one of the things that we like here is to have listeners send in questions. Here's a lady named Kat who's got a home with a number of large windows. Speaking of windows.
Yes.
She loves it because they let in a lot of light, but also a lot of heat in the summertime. Do they lose heat in the winter would be the question. She's wondering about window film. That is an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, there are window films that are available for situations like that, Kat. I think it's a really good idea, too, to use something like that. The window films today are super thin, and they come in different shades, Doug. So they don't, you know, it's not like the darkened window films you used to see on cars years ago.
Yeah.
You could have virtually a clear window film, and they're so smart in the way these are designed, they can essentially pierce out the UV rays that are adding the heat to your house and block those but let all the light come through. And they're also popular for keeping furniture and carpets from fading because, again, it's blocking out those UV rays that do that kind of damage. So I think that's a great option. I would say, though, you know, you can't have it both ways. Sure, it's going to block out all that excess heat in the summer, but it's also going to make the house a bit colder in the winter.
Yeah,
you're not
going
to have the sun coming through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. You have a great service in your two ways of, well, there's actually three, the radio program itself, which is heard on hundreds of stations around the country every weekend. You have your podcast, and you have your newsletter. And oftentimes, do the things dovetail? I know you work at having different things because people can learn about different things at, maybe at the same time. But how do you decide what you're going to put in the podcast and what you're going to put in the newsletter?
Yeah, well, I think they do dovetail sometimes, but it's not like we have a plan to have them always dovetail. We do feature, for example, our latest podcast episodes in the newsletter. But there are seasonal topics. Like, for example, this week we've been talking a lot about deck design disasters because, you know, the reason that most decks fail, and we always hear about this on holiday weekends, so Memorial Day, 4th of July.
Turning people on them and they just collapse.
Yeah,
that kind of
and
stuff,
they collapse, right. And it's always because of the point of contact with the house, because so many decks are built wrong, where they're just, say, lag bolted to the box beam of the house as opposed to through bolted. They're just not secured enough. They're not flashed properly, so you get a lot of decay.
All right, let's take that apart for a second. Because most people don't know the difference between, I'm visualizing because you're good with words. The lag bolt is a big, thick bolt that has big, thick threads on it, if you will.
Like, wood screw, like a wood screw.
Yeah. And you put that into the frame, if you will, of the house. But you're suggesting to drill a hole all the way through and using washers and a good, thick bolt and a nut. Holding it on that way. That's what I hear.
That's correct. That's right. Yeah. Because that's not going to pull out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas the lag bolt can pull out, pull away.
That's interesting. I'm putting a porch. I have an older porch that I found, and I'm going to put it on the back of the apartment. And I was thinking of the lag stuff. And now you.
Now you want a through bolt, and also you want to make sure that all
what
the,
to do. Yeah.
All the joists are basically connected with joist brackets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tico brackets, so that it essentially becomes one structure that's solidly locked to the building.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you have it, folks. Don't make that mistake. It's not that everybody can do it, but I happen to be able to. I've got two bucket loaders. I'll just pick up the thing and put it next to the house, and we drill the holes in it and put the, I think, the sonic tubes underneath to hold up. That's the right way to do that, right? You don't want to.
Yeah. So you're going to use sonotubes for the footings. And those are really handy, I mean, they're circular forms. They come in different diameters.
Yep.
And you can set those exactly where you want and just pour the concrete into them. And because,
make
you know,
it by the way, kind of concrete mix you use?
Yeah, you definitely want to use a concrete mix that is designed for a footing. I would not use the fast-setting concrete. Use the slow-setting concrete for that. And mix it up outside of the form and then dump it in the form.
Little re-rod, maybe? Small re-rod?
I'm not so sure you really need rebar in that, Doug. But what you might want to do is set a bracket in the concrete when it's finished so that you can tie the column right to the footing.
Ah, there you go. Okay. See how helpful Tommy is? Great to have around the house. Check him out at moneypit.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.